Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Chesem and Aleph. We're holding a Mem Zayin and Mabiz, six lines to the bottom, by the two dots, Echad Ger ve'Echad Eved Meshuchar. So says the Gemara, Echad Ger ve'Echad Eved Meshuchar, the Braisa had mentioned that the whole process, the whole Geirus process that the Braisa outlined, so that's the process both when it comes to a Ger, and also when it comes to an Eved Meshuchar. Halacha is that if a person buys an Eved Kenani, a Gayusha Eved, So assuming he buys him from the guy himself or from another guy, the halacha is that right when he buys him, so the Eved requires Mila and Tefillah, because there's some level of Gebrus that happens when a person buys an Eved Kenani. He becomes Chayiv and Mitzvah Ki'isha. So the halacha is that he requires Mila and Tefillah, and then he becomes Chayiv and Mitzvah Ki'isha. Now, if a person frees his Eved Kenani, so then the Eved Kenani becomes a full-fledged Yid. At that point, being that the Eved Kenani is going from being Chayiv and Mitzvah Ki'isha to being a full Eved, to being a full Yisrael rather, so then he requires actually a new Tefillah. He doesn't require a new Mila or a Tavas Dambris, but he does require a new Tefillah. Now, the Brais had said that the process that the Ger goes through, so that's also the process that an Eved Meshuchar goes through. So says the Gemara that Kesal Kadaitach L'Kabul Alav Ol Mitzvahs. Now what that means is that just like a Ger, we mentioned that the Beis Din is Maidia Lay the Mitzvahs, and Mstama, even though the Braisa didn't speak it out Lahedya, is that the Ger needs to be Mekabel the Mitzvahs, so by Eved Meshuchar as well, the Eved needs to be Mekabel the Mitzvahs. When an Eved becomes a Yid, so the Halacha is that he needs to be Mekabel the Mitzvahs, he needs to have Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and it's something that, seemingly, it's something that he needs to be Mekabel. It's not something you could force upon him. You can't force him to convert. You can't force him to be freed. It's something that he has to do on his own. He has to be mekabel the mitzvahs. However, ask the Gemara, Raminu, I'll ask you a stira. We learned in the Braisa that Bamedvar Mamurim is Beger. That when is it that you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That's only by a Ger. Of a Be'evin Meshuchar ain't Zarech Lekabel. An Eved that goes free does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He automatically becomes a Yid. He automatically becomes a regular Yid, even without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So it's a stira between the Braisa that we had in our Gemara and this other Braisa. So says the Gemara to answer. Says the Gemara, Teretz number one, which we're going to eventually fall off of, but says the Gemara, Teretz number one, is Amrev Sheishas Leikasha, HaRev Shimon Ben Elazar, and HaRabbanan, that it's Machlekes Tanoim. It's Machlekes Tanoim if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if it's necessary to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs, or if it's possible to convert him against his will, even Bal Karachai. What's the Machlekes? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. It's Machlekes between Rav Shimon Elazar and the Rabbana. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says regarding an Eishas Yefas Tayar. A person sees a woman in war, and he decides he wants to marry her. So the Torah outlines an entire process of what they need to follow. Eventually, Leidibra Torah, Leknegedi Tzahara, famously, the Chazal teach us that the Torah knew that a soldier at this time, he won't be able to hold himself back. So the Torah allowed him to take an Eishas Yefas Tayar. But there's a process. It's not just Hefkervelt. He has to follow a process. The Torah says, Uvachsa Savia Ves Ima Yerech Yamim. It says that she cries for her mother, for Yerech Yamim. We'll see for her father and mother. We'll see what that's referring to later in the Gemara. But there's a process. That's just part of the process. It says that she's Asa Siparneha. We'll see what that means also later. She lets her hair grow out. She cuts her hair. So we'll see all these things, what exactly the process is later. But there's a whole process that she needs to do, that the Eishas Yefas Tayar needs to do. So the Braisa commenting on this pasuk says that Bamed Devar Mamurim, says the Braisa, when is it said? When does the Torah tell us that the Eishas Yefas Tayar has to follow this entire process? It's only Shalai Kibla Aleha. It's only if she wasn't Mekabel, Belev Shalim. It's only if she wasn't Mekabel, the mitzvahs. Aval Kibla Aleha. But if the soldier sees her and she says, you know what? I'm all in. I want to do it. I want to be Mekabel, the mitzvahs. If she's Mekabel Aleha, so then Matbila Umutter Bamiyad. So then she goes to the mikvah and right away she's Mutter to the soldier. She doesn't have to go through the whole process. It's all the process, and the Torah was only said about a person who is not Mekabel the mitzvahs. So you see, according to the Rabbanan, the Fidat Hanakama, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is Ma'akiv. It's only if she's mekabel the mitzvahs, that's when you could skip the process. But otherwise, you need to go through the process. If you want to skip, you can't, otherwise you can't convert her against her will. However, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar argues, he says that no, kabbalas mitzvahs is not necessary. And therefore, there's a way to work around this process, even without kabbalas mitzvahs. Afal pishu loy kibla aleha, even if she's not mekabel the mitzvahs, kaifa umadbila l'shem shifchus, what you could do is you could force her, and you could put her into the mikvah as a shifcha, as a slave, and then the chayzer umadbila l'shem shichur, and then you could put her into the mikvah again and do that second gerus by the time of the shichra, by the time when he sets her free, umishachra, and he sets her free, and like that umutter b'miyad, he's mutter to her right away. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Torah only gave its process for a person who doesn't want to take her and force her to be a shifcha and then to free her, but otherwise, if a person would be willing to do such a thing, so then he could do that, and it's even if she's not mekabel the mitzvahs. So you see, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, an eved who goes free does not need kabbalas mitzvahs. So it's a machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon ben Elazar about whether or not an eved needs kabbalas mitzvahs, and that's how we can answer the stira in the brisa, our brisa in Yevamos, which said that echad ger ve'echad eved meshuchrer, that there needs to be kabbalas mitzvahs. That's going like the Rabbanon. The other brisa that the Gemara quoted, which said that only by a ger you need kabbalas mitzvahs, but by an eved you do not need kabbalas mitzvahs. That was going like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Now says the Gemara, just to explain the brisa, that I'm a Rava, my time is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. What's the Rav Shimon ben Elazar's makar that you could force convert the eved? The pasuk says that kol eved ish miknas kesef. It says actually regarding the Karban Pesach in Yonah D'Yoyma, the Torah says v'chol eved ish miknas kasef umalta oisoy oz yeichal boy. It says that a person is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach unless, first of all, he's not allowed to be an Aral, he needs to have a bris mila, and also any avadim that he owns also have to have a bris mila. So the Torah says that only an eved ish miknas kasef umalta oisoy, only if he gives him a bris mila, a person gives his eved a bris mila, oz yeichal boy. Then he could eat from the Karban Pesach. Now the way the Torah describes the Eved is that it describes him as an Eved Ish. So the Gemara has a kasha, that Eved Ish, v'lo Eved Isha, really, only if he's the Eved of a man, but the Eved of a woman, so the Eved's Mila is not Ma'akev. The Gemara takes it as a davar pasher, that just like by a man, his eved needs to have a bris mila in order for him to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach, so too a woman, if she has an eved, so the eved needs to have a mila if she wants to eat from the Karban Pesach. Without her eved having a mila, so she's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So if that's true even by a woman, so why does the Torah describe the eved as an eved ish? Ela eved ish atamal bal karchai. V'yatamal ben ish bal karchai. An eved, that's an ish. Eved ish doesn't mean an eved that's owned by an ish. An eved ish means an eved that is an ish, meaning he's a gadol, he's a bardas, he's not a katan. An eved ish, so him, being that he's an eved, so you could be mal him bal karchai. That's what the Torah is coming to teach us. That eved ish, so umalta oisa, you could give him a mila even against his will. But it's coming to teach us, only an eved that's an ish, you could give him a mila against his will. But a ben ish, iata mal bar karchai. If someone has a son that's a gadol, let's say a person converts, and now he wants his son to convert with him, but his son's already a bardas, and he wants his son to convert with him, but his son's a bardas, the halacha is that he's not allowed to force conversion onto his son. Only an evanish you could force him to have a bris mila, but a benish, you're not allowed to force convert him. So that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar's makar, that an eved, you are allowed to force him into conversion. Whereas Rabbanan Amar, the Rabbanan argue, and the Rabbanan say, Rabbanan Amar Ula, that Keshem Shiatamal Benish Balkarachai, Yatamal Evadish Balkarachai, Kach Yatamal Evadish Balkarachai. That just like by a Benish, by a Ben who's a Gadol, the Ger is not allowed to convert in Balkarachai, so to an Evadish, you're not allowed to convert in Balkarachai. Ah, Velo Aksiv Kol Evadish. So what's the Pshat in the Pasuk by Karban Pesach, where it describes the Eved as being an Eved Ish? Says the Gemara, "Humi ba'ile lechadish Shmuel." The Rabbanim will tell you that that's for Shmuel's drasha. The Amar Shmuel tells us that hamafkir avadoi yatsa lecheiros. That if a person makes his eved hefker, instead of being meshachar him, instead of freeing him, he just makes him hefker. So the halacha is that if he makes him hefker, so then the eved goes out free, he's not an eved anymore, he can marry a Yisraelis, no problem. Ve'ein saruch get shechur, and he does not need a get shechur, even though when a person frees his eved, so then he needs to give his eved a get shechur, or else the eved is not considered freed. If a person is mafkir his eved, so then the Eved naturally just goes out to freedom. He doesn't even need a get. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kasef Eved Ish V'loy Eved Isha." And the Rabban and Shmuel had the same kasha, that why does the pasuk describe the Eved as being an Eved Ish? Only if he's the Eved of a man and not the Eved of a woman. The Eved of a woman doesn't need to have a bris mila. El Eved Ish, El Eved Sheyesh by Rishus L'Rabbi Olav Karoy Eved. We learn now from Eved Ish that a person is only considered an Eved, a guy is only considered an Eved if he's an Eved Ish, if he's owned by a person. But She'em Rishos L'Rabbi Olav, if his master does not have any bailus over him, because the master was mafker him, so then Ein Kari Eved, he's not even called an Eved anymore. So he doesn't need to get Shechur, he's Bechlal, not an Eved. That's what Shmuel darshens in the Pasuk, and that's what the Rabbanan will tell you, that the Pasuk is there to teach us. Bal Kopanim, we had a Machlaikis between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanan by Isha Sifas Tayar, whether or not the soldier could convert her Bal Karcha, and says the Gemara, says Rav Sheshas, that that's the answer to the Stira and the two Brises about whether or not an Eved requires Kabbalah's mitzvahs, is that it's Tali in the Machlaikis between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. However, ask the Gemara, ask for Rapapa, ask Rapapa, that Amer Deshamis Luhul Rabbanon, when is it that we saw that the Rabbanon said that you cannot do Gevers Balkarcha? That was by Yefas Tayar. That was only by Yefas Tayar. That's when we found this sheet of the Rabbanon who said that you need to have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's because we're talking about a Yefas Tayar, Deloy Shaykh of a mitzvahs. Until now, she was a full-fledged Goya. She's completely not shaykh to mitzvahs, and if you want to make her now into being shaykh to mitzvahs, you want to convert her into being a Jewish woman, so then you have to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Aval eved the shaykh to mitzvahs, but when it comes to an eved that you bought from himself, or we're talking about when you're freeing him, an eved meshuchra, right? The Braisa was talking about an eved meshuchra, which means he already was an eved, he already was your eved. Already when he became your eved, you already were malhim, you were taivalim, so he's already chayv a mitzvahs ki'isha. He already has like a miksas geirus, he's already shaykh to mitzvahs. Now there's another din that when you free him, so you have to be matbalim again, and there's a shaila now if he needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So it could be hachanami da afilu rabbanan might do. It could be in such a case, even the rabbanan would say that you do not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. When do we have a machlaikis about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That was by Eishes Sifas Tayar. Because by Eishes Sifas Tayar, she wasn't shaykh be mitzvahs. That's when the rabbanan said she needs to be makabal the mitzvahs. But it could be when it comes to an eved meshachra, when it comes to you freeing an eved, when he already batsim went through a geiris, he already is shaykh be mitzvahs. He's already chayv a mitzvahs ki'isha. He already is a little bit of a ger, and now you're just coming to free him and make him into a regular Yisrael. So it could be even the Rabbanan would be ma'ideh that you do not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, in which case we wouldn't have an answer to the stira and the brises about an Evan Meshuchr. Because we had a stira and two brises about an Evan Meshuchr, whether or not he needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We had our brise in Yevamos, which says that the dinam of the brise is Echad Ger v'Echad Evan Meshuchr, which seems to be saying that even an Evan Meshuchr needs to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But then we have a brise that says Lahedya, that an Eved Meshuchr does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And that seems to be the Pashas right now. We know for sure Rav Shimon ben Elazar says like that, that an Eved Meshuchr does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And it could be even the Rabbanan would agree, even the Rabbanan who argued by Eishes Sifas Tayar, it could be they would agree by an Eved Meshuchr that an Eved Meshuchr does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And more than that, says the Gemara, I'll even prove it to you that that is the Shita of the Chachamim. The Rabbanan hold that even though Eishes Sifas Tayar does not need, that Eishes Sifas Tayar needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and Eved Meshuchr does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I'll prove it to you. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that echad ger ve echad lekeach eved mina oyvei koychavim sarach lekabel, that both by a ger and also when you buy an eved from a guy, so now he's going through the conversion process, so to speak, for the first time, he's not chayiv mitzvahs, he's not shayiv mitzvahs right now, so sarach lekabel, in such a case he needs to have kabbalas mitzvahs. So what's mashma from the braisa? It's mashma that halakeach miyisrael ain't sarach lekabel. That if you're buying an eved from Yisrael, so he already went through that miksas geiris process, he's already chayv in mitzvah skisha, and now you're coming to free him, so that ain't sarach lekabel. When you free him, he does not need kabbalas mitzvahs. So money, who is the Tana of this braisa? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, if you're going to tell me that the Tana is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, so then why would you need kabbalas mitzvahs when you're buying it from a guy? Ha'amar lekeach min oivik yichavim nami ain't sarach lekabel. He said even by Eishes Yifas Tayar, which is the same idea of buying an eved from a guy, that you do not need kabbalas mitzvahs. So the braisa can't be going like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, el alav rabbanan. It must be it's going like the rabbanan ushma minon. You see from the braisa that the lekeach min oivik yichavim sarach lekabel. It's only when you buy an eved from a guy where he never even went through that miksas geiris yet, he's not shayach b'mitzvahs, so then he needs kabbalas mitzvahs. Avalekeach miYisrael, but if you already bought it, if you bought it from Yisrael where he already went through that part of the geiris process, so then ain't sarach lekabel. So then you don't, he does not need kabbalas mitzvahs when it comes to freeing him. When it comes to freeing him, he doesn't need kabbalas mitzvahs. So you see, mamish araya that the rabbanan who said by Eishes Yifas Tayar that you don't need kabbalas mitzvahs agree that when it comes to an eved mishuchar, that he does not need kabbalas mitzvahs, and if so, we're back to our steer in the braisa, because we had one braisa which said that echad ger ve'echad eved mishuchar, seemingly that it needs kabbalas mitzvahs, but then we had another braisa which said it doesn't need kabbalas mitzvahs. So really, the cash is on our braisa in Yevamos. What does the braisa mean when it says echad ger ve'echad eved mishuchar? So says the Gemara Velakasha Echad Ger Echad Eved Meshachar. So going back, tracing back our thought process, that we're going back to our Kasha, so what does it mean when our Braisa says Echad Ger Echad Eved Meshachar? That it seemingly we thought that meant that he needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but now we're seeing that nobody holds like that. And we even have another Braisa which has Lahedya that an Eved does not need, an Eved Meshachar does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So what's the Pshat in our Braisa? So says the Gemara Kitanya Hi Le'inyan Tefilat. When the Braisa said Echad Ger v'Echad Eved Meshuchar, it wasn't going on the Kabbalah's mitzvahs aspect, it was just going on the requirement of Tefillah, that just like a Ger requires Tefillah, so too an Eved Meshuchar also requires Tefillah. Tan Rabbanan, now we're going to go through some of the process of the Eishes Yifas Tayar, now that we mentioned it. So Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Torah says about an Eishes Yifas Tayar that the Gilcha es Reisha, now first of all, she has to shave off her hair, and also the Asisa es Tziparneha. She has to be asa her nails. What does it mean, va'asasa asipar now? So it's machlaikas tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer aimer takoitz. What it means is that she has to cut her nails very short. Rabbi Akiva aimer tigadil. It means mamish the opposite. It means she has to let her nails grow very long. So I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll bring a raya to my shita, because nemra asiya b'raish, v'nemra asiya b'tziparnayim. It says she has to do something with her hair, and then it says she has to do something with her nails. Ma'alahalan avara, afkan avara. Just like by her hair, she takes it off, so too by the nails. L'chayra means that she has to take it off. So that's a raya that she cuts her nails. However, Rabbi Akiva imer, then no. Nemra asiya b'raish, v'nemra asiya b'tziparnayim. It says she has to do something with her hair, and it says she has to do something with her nails. I'm asking, you're supposed to compare the two, but compare the two in this way. The ma'lahala nivol, just like by her hair, she cuts it short. What's the purpose of that? To make her look disgusting. Maybe the soldier will back off. So you do it something to make her look disgusting. So afkan nivol. So too by her nails, you have to do something. It's not going to be the same action. It's the same yisoid. You go buster the yisoid. The yisoid is that you want to do something that's going to make her look disgusting. Just like by her hair, doing something which makes her look disgusting means cutting her hair, so too by her nails, do something that makes her look disgusting. By the nails, what's nivel is making her grow her nails long. That's considered a nivel. And now says the Gemara that v'raya l'divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that we have a raya to Rabbi Eliezer, that asasa means to cut short, because the pasuk says u'mefiboshes ben Shaul yarad likras hamelech. It says that after Avshalom died, so Mephibosheth wanted to show David HaMelech that he was on his side. So Mephibosheth ben Shaul went to greet David HaMelech, who was in Avelus, and loy asa raglav v'loy asa sefamai. And the pasuk describes Mephibosheth that loy asa sefamai. He didn't asa his mustache. What does it mean he wasn't asa his mustache? It means my asasa. So loy asa raglav v'loy asa sefamai. Loy asa raglav v'loy asa sefamai my asiya havara. It means he didn't cut his nails, referring to raglav, his toenails. V'loy asa sefamai means he didn't shave his mustache. So you see, asa is a lashon of cutting short, and so this is like a raya to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that by Eishes Yifas Torah, when it says va'asasa siparneha, it's referring to cutting her nails short, because that's what you see by Mephibosheth. He wanted to show David HaMelech that kilu imo yanoichi b'tzarcha, I'm with you in your pain, and that's why he did this. He didn't cut his nails, and also he didn't cut his mustache. Again, you see that asa is a lashon of havara. One more, Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk describes by Eishes Yifas Tayar that Ubachsa is Avia Vesima, that we let her cry for her father and her mother. So what does it mean for her father and for her mother? Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Avia Avia Mamish, Ima Ima Mamish. It means the Tayar is saying that we have to literally give her a Yerech Yamim, we'll see soon exactly how long that is, but we give her a Yerech Yamim to mourn over her parents. She's leaving her parents now. She's going to become part of Klal Yisrael. So we give her a Yerech Yamim to cry over her parents. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Aimer, that Avia V'ima Zu Avaydus Kechavim. It's not referring to her parents, it's referring to her old religion. We give her a Yerech Yamim to cry over the fact that she's leaving behind her Avaydus Zara. V'cheinu Aimer, like we find that Avaydus Zara is referred to by Gaim as their parents, Aimrim Leitz Aviata, that they say to the Eitz, that Aviata, that you're my father, so you see that an Av and an Aim could be referring to Avaydus Kechavim. And how long do we give her to cry? The pasuk says, Yerach Yamim. We give her a month of days. So Yerach is Shleishim Yamim. So says the Gemara, the Tanakhama says that how long is Yerach Yamim? It means 30 days. However, Rav Shimon ben Elazar in there, it's Tishim Yamim. It's actually 90 days. Where does he get 90 from? Because Yerach is Shleishim. Yerach refers to a month, it's 30 days. Then when it says Yamim, so it means, again, the same time period. It means again, Shleishim, another 30 days. And then it says, the lashon of the pasuk is that we give her a yerech yamim. It says vesira simla shivya umeleha v'yashva v'beisecha uvachsa savia vesima yerech yamim v'achar kein tavoye leha uva'alta v'yisil chaliisha. And then the soldier has the rights to be together with her. So v'achre kein, it sounds like it's adding another period of time. She cries for a yerech, for yamim, and then v'achre kein, and after another tekufa. So how long is the next tekufa? Seemingly we're going to use the same unit that we've been using until now. Yerech was 30 days, yamim was 30 days. Va'achre kein is another shleishim yaim, is another 30 days, so that gets us to a total of 90. Now, Maska for Ravina. Ravina asked that Ema Yerach Shleishim Yamim Shleishim. Like, why don't you say, make the drasha like this, that a Yerach refers to 30 days, Yamim refers to 30 days, just like you said. But then Va'achrei Kain means Kihani. Achrei Kain means the same time period that passed until now. Until now, you had a total of 60. So Kihani means it should be another 60. It should be a total of 120 days. To which the Gemara says Kasha, that that's a Kasha. Why we don't darshan the pasuk in that way? Oh, you're right.